As more and more companies adapt to an increasingly digital world, there's an increasing need across the nation for information technology workers. People like web page designers, software writers, network specialists, and more.
But here in Wisconsin, there are parts of the state that are having a hard time keeping up. Our next guest looked at the IT talent shortage in central Wisconsin, something one college president said is reaching a crisis state. The state's universities and technical colleges are working to close the gap, but there are still challenges to overcome.
Joining us now is Dave Daly. He's a longtime journalist. He recently explored this issue for the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yep, good to be with you.
So this shortage of IT workers in central Wisconsin, as we mentioned, a college president said we're reaching a crisis stage. So what's that looking like? What's that crisis looking like?
The bottom line is the school system, high schools and colleges, are not graduating enough people interested in the IT field to fill this huge growing demand for IT workers. And educators and business types in central Wisconsin say that that is causing some problems. They are bumping into each other. Renaissance Learning is a big software developer. They develop software for learning programs in schools, and their officials say that they bump into recruiters from other central Wisconsin software companies trying to basically recruit the same graduates that they're trying to recruit. And the bottom line is the colleges and the technical colleges, the four-year colleges and the two-year technical colleges at this point are not graduating enough IT graduates to fill this growing demand.
And you mentioned software developers specifically, but I imagine this problem spreads to all the businesses that need an IT department, no matter what line of work or product they're in.
Yes, educators make it clear that this is the 21st century economy, and anything you can think of, any business, any occupation, is going to need people in the information technology field. Web page designers, people that write code for software, people that design security systems to keep out the hackers. Lori Wires is the president of North Central Technical College in Wausau. And she makes the point that in the 21st century, as we go forward, we're going to reach a point where 60% of the jobs are going to be in the technical field. She's a very firm advocate of the need to do more to attract high school students into the IT field, to educate more high school teachers on how to teach IT classes in high school, and to make IT credits if you're in a two-year technical college and want to go on to a four-year college after you get that two-year associate degree. She's arguing that we need educators need to make it easier for those credits to transfer to the four-year college. She also makes it a point about the number of students they get that are basically students with BA and BS degrees from four-year colleges that have degrees in things like history, can't find a job, come back to school and go to an IT college and learn an IT trade that can land them a pretty good paying job as they walk out the door. She calls them the tech college's graduate students, and she says about 20% of their students fit that category.
Talking with journalist Dave Daly about a piece he wrote for the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute saying, hey, there's an IT information technology talent shortage in central Wisconsin, not just there, elsewhere too. Critical jobs for the future, maybe a drag on the economy. Want to hear from you, by the way, at 800-642-1234. Are you part of this equation as an employer, as an IT worker, as an educator, maybe at a technical college or high school? Where do you see the problems and where do you see solutions? Dave, I mentioned startups and entrepreneurship there. I've seen the case made that if we want to be the next Silicon Valley in Wisconsin, maybe we'll never get there, but the idea that we need lots of these types of employees out there. Do you see this as a drag on business creation in the state, this shortage?
Well, I think the connection can be made. We have companies in Wisconsin, like Epic out of Verona, Wisconsin, a suburb of Madison, They employ as many as 8,000 workers. They develop software for the health for hospitals and healthcare related industries. Just think of how big healthcare is in the country right now. Almost everything, as you pointed out, is becoming digitized, which means you are going to. There's only going to be a growing, a continuing growing need for people in that IT field. Just in central Wisconsin, you have Skyward, a big education software company in Stevens Point. They're building a $30 million headquarters, world headquarters, that will open in December. Right now, they have 400 workers across the U.S. Once they open their new world headquarters in Stevens Point, they expect to employ as many as 900 workers in Wisconsin alone. So it's not just central Wisconsin, as some of these educators and business types point out. It's across the state and across the country. Lori Wires, the president of North Central Technical College, used the phrase, it's a national issue.
So let's get into what solutions are out there and stay with technical colleges for a moment. What kind of changes are they making, especially in the central Wisconsin area, to try to keep up with the need for IT workers?
North Central College and the other 15 technical colleges in the state are working to establish what they call IT academies in the high schools. The IT academies have a two-prong focus. Teach high school and junior high school students IT courses that can later actually transfer the credit once they actually graduate from high school and go on to the to an IT college. Teach them some of these IT courses at the basic level that can be transferred once they go on to that two-year college, and also train high school teachers in how to teach IT courses. Dr. Wires, for example, and other technical college educators say there needs to be more of a focus in the high schools to get these students into that pipeline, to get them attracted to the IT field. Dr. Wires is very passionate about the fact that there is a perception, a misperception in her mind out there about the old school image of the tech school as a place for learning how to weld or learning how to repair a car. Her bottom line is right now these IT courses are cutting edge for them as far as attracting students. And students can walk out of those IT colleges after 2 years and land a pretty good paying job, she argues, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 a year. With only a two-year degree, and both business and colleges, both the four-year and two-year colleges, need to make it clear to high school students there is a good career in the IT field.
And that's the technical colleges. Is there a role for the UW system? Are they trying to tackle this?
It seems to be. I really can't speak to it directly, but I can say this. The technical colleges seem to be taking the lead on this, although, for example, UW-Stevens Point is scrambling to hire more faculty to teach IT courses. They can't even hire enough faculty, much less graduate enough IT graduates to fill the need. So some of the four-year colleges are seeing this and are moving to meet the need.
So one concern is the whole brain drain concept that if Central Wisconsin trains IT graduates, they might come to Madison or Verona and work for Epic or go to Milwaukee. Or if Wisconsin trains these students, they might go to Chicago or the Twin Cities or a coast. Is part of the solution here trying to keep those students here in Wisconsin getting jobs here?
That is part of it. The chancellor at UW-Stevens Point, Bernie Patterson, makes the point that they had the same problem in the medical field, and he points out that if you recruit students from your area, from the normal area that, say, Stevens Point draws for students, if you recruit them from that area, that seems to be a very good strategy for keeping them in the area once they graduate with that advanced degree or that that IT degree that can help them get a job. And clearly, if you grow up in a certain area, I think it's common sense that you probably have a better chance of keeping those people in that area once they graduate. But it's very true. Chicago, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Madison, that's a draw for a lot of these young millennials, that the urban lifestyle is an attraction. Restaurants, theater, movies, all the nightlife is an attraction. And this is what small towns and small cities in central Wisconsin have to compete with. Brian Hoover is the president of a young professionals group out of Wausau, and his bottom line is Wausau, for example, is doing more to develop its downtown, putting in bike and walking paths, putting in more green space. These are items, these are things that attract millennials, that young professionals, Brian says, and companies that work to make the job more attractive to the young professionals. Casual dress code, flexible hours, on-site health care, if they're big enough. Those are the companies that are that have a better chance of keeping these IT workers, young professionals, millennials. You can use whatever term you want.
We're talking with Dave Daly about the IT talent shortage in central Wisconsin and beyond. You can join in with your questions and your experiences at 800-642-1234.
If you're a business owner, are you having a hard time filling your IT positions? If you currently work in the field, what is it that drew you to that work? And maybe if you're a student who's working towards a degree in IT, what would convince you to take a job in Wisconsin when you graduate? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking with journalist Dave Daly. In a recent piece for the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute, he looked into the IT talent shortage in central Wisconsin and beyond. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234.
Are you part of this story of computer workers, information technology staff, maybe as a business owner? Are you having trouble hiring the talent you need, or are you in this field? What do the job prospects look like? Why do you work where you work and live where you live? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to a caller now. We've got David on the line with us in Sullivan. David, hi.
Hello there.
What did you want to bring up, David?
Well, what's been keeping me and making me move from my IT position to IT position, given that I'm a professional of over 10, 15 years, the organization that I'm going to go to work for has to offer tremendous benefits. Now, health is getting to be more and more important to me, and also that big pie in the sky, the retirement possibility, the 401k with a matching contribution proponent if possible. That's kind of what's drawing me to different places as I look around.
David, thanks a lot for the call and your experience there. So, Dave, one point he raises is if companies want to bring these workers to work for them, maybe they have to up the ante, pay more, better benefits. Is that what it's going to take to attract the people into this line and into their applicant pools?
Yeah, that's something that Brian Hoover from the Wausau Young Professionals Organization really emphasized. Pay is very important. Health benefits are very important. A company that's big enough that can have an on-site health care facility that services both the workers and their dependents for nominal fees. Brian Hoover works for a big company in Schofield, and his bottom line is it's called Green Hack Fan Company, and he says one of their big attractions is having that healthcare facility on site where workers and their dependents can come in for minor illnesses, bring in their kids, and for a nominal fee can get healthcare. He also emphasizes that these young millennials, these young professionals that work in the IT field like their time off, and flexible hours, a casual dress code, a good work environment is important. And this is something that these young IT workers, young professionals, young millennials look for when they're looking for a job. the caller David was talking about health care benefits, and clearly in this day and age, that's a key issue.
David, thanks for the call. We'll go now to Carol in Hayward. Carol, hi.
Hi. Yes, my daughter went to school to be in the tech field. She was a CAD operator, and one of the things that drew her to it was when she was still in high school, they had people come and basically talk these kids into, oh, if you go to school, you'll make $60,000 a year if you do this profession. So she went for it, and she did that job for about 12 years and never got over $30,000. And she just got so fed up with it, she finally quit and went back to school to be a nurse now. And she says they promise you everything and give you nothing.
And, Carol, can I ask geographically, where did your daughter work as a CAD operator?
Over in Wausau. She was over in Wausau.
Carol, thanks a lot for that call with that experience. And I've heard that sometimes with colleges, often private colleges, advertising the moon for technical careers. The reality doesn't always pan out. Are salaries as high as people might think they are, Dave?
Well, the State Department of Workforce Development here in Wisconsin puts out a salary sheet, and all I can say is that the caller may be correct. The salary sheets, I'll just cite some of the salaries that are listed. Computer network support specialist, $55,000. Computer user support specialist, $44,000. Computer network architect, $82,000. So it does range from mid-40s to mid to low 80s. I have not picked up on what the caller had mentioned about kind of pie in the sky promises about make big money in the tech field. These companies that I've talked to and these educators that I talk to say basically they can't fill the job slots right now. I'm assuming that it's the old law of supply and demand. Those salaries got to be going up if the demand is there and the graduates aren't there to fill them. But I have to admit, I have not, in my research, I did not run across that kind of experience that the caller cited.
We're talking about information technology careers, a lack of professionals, some are saying, in our state. Dave Daly is with us. He wrote a piece on this topic for the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. Still time for a call with your experiences at 800-642-1234 as the person hiring or the person being hired. 800-642-1234 is the number. Go next to Mike in Janesville. Mike, hi.
Hi, just like the to maybe agree with the last couple callers about showing people the money. If businesses are willing to pay good wages, I think people are going to automatically flock to that job career. And saying the shortage kind of doesn't make sense considering it's market forces at play. If gas is $2.50 a gallon and I'm only willing to pay $2 a gallon, then it's not really a shortage.
Mike, thanks for the call. And Dave, you mentioned there's some supply and demand at work here, but maybe part of the problem, I imagine, could be there's demand now, and the supply, if we're working on high school students, might not come up until 5 years later.
Yeah, a couple of people that I talked to mentioned that in Wausau, in central Wisconsin, they've actually formed something called a Central Wisconsin IT Alliance with some of these big software companies. Skyward is one of them. Leading the way and putting this alliance together to try to find ways right now to fill that demand. John Corrigal, Vice President for Human Resources at Renaissance Learning in Wisconsin Rapids, noted that we can attract more high school students into the IT field, but that's not going to help us right now. That's going to be 3, 5, 7 years down the road once they graduate high school and move on to either a 2-year or a 4-year college. They are, at least in central Wisconsin, they are business types and educators are scrambling to try to find answers to what is, they say, a shortage right now. So some of these callers talking about the low wages, maybe that's the answer for some of it. You got to start hiking the wages.
We'll go back to our callers. Ava in Oconomowoc is with us now. Ava, hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I just wanted to say My son's going into computer science, and we researched and learned there are 28 computer science programs in the state of Wisconsin UW system, and they do range from mediocre to excellent. Two of the excellent ones that we found included UW Superior, that's graduating people for government security IT, and also UW Stout is it's an excellent computing school. You have to understand, though, that IT means a lot of different things. There's software development, there's security, there's general IT for a business organization, as the other guy said, education, medical. It's such a wide range.
And Ava, don't leave us in suspense. Where's your kid going to school?
Oh, UW Stout.
UW Stout it is. Ava, thanks a lot for that call. So, Dave, as we wrap up, and we've heard about high schools, tech schools, universities. Are companies trying to institute their own training programs on staff where they take savvy young folks and try to make them IT professionals?
Some companies are. Some companies are doing outreach programs with interns, doing outreach programs with local colleges, technical and four-year Bachelor of Arts colleges. It's a range, Rob, from what I can tell. But many companies, whatever their field, have in-house training programs, and some of these software developers are, in fact, doing that. So I think, Rob, the bottom line is these companies that have a shortage are looking at anything that can fill that shortage.
Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That was journalist Dave Daly. He recently explored the issue of the information technology talent shortage in central Wisconsin and beyond for the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute.